ओम नमः शिवाय। डियर लिसनर्स ऑफ chaiwan.org, द नेक्स्ट प्रोग्राम इज षड दर्शन स्पिरिचुअल डिस्कोर्स। इन दिस यू आर अबाउट टू लिसन पूर्व मीमांसा प्रेजेंटेड बाय श्री रामकृष्ण। थैंक यू। ओम नमः शिवाय।
श्री वृत्तिहो नमः। हरि ओम। ओम वासुदेवं रमाकांतं नत्वा लौगाक्षि भास्करः कुरुते जयमनिनये प्रवेशायार्थ संग्रहम्। मुख्य क्रम लक्षणम्। प्रधान क्रमे यो अंगानां क्रमः स मुख्य क्रमः। सो देयर आर टू क्रमास्, मुख्य क्रम एंड पाठक्रम। व्हाट इज मुख्य क्रम? मुख्य क्रम इज दैट इन विच दि प्रधान एंड दि इंपॉर्टेंट मुख्य याग, वॉट एवर दि ऑर्डर इन विच इट इज स्पेसिफाइड, दि कर्मास आर स्पेसिफाइड, दैट इज कॉल्ड मुख्य क्रम। येन हि क्रमेण प्रधानानि क्रियन्ते, तेन क्रमेण तेषाम् अंगानि अनुष्ठीयन्ते चेत् तदा सर्वेषाम् अंगानां स्वैः प्रधानैः तुल्यं व्यवधानं भवति। सो वॉट एवर दि ऑर्डर which is given in the pradhana yaga, if you perform those karmas in the same order, then each karma will be separated, there will be a gap of similar number of karmas between each karma when the repetition happens. So that is called as mukhya karma. क्रमेण अनुष्ठाने केषाञ्चित् अङ्गानां स्वैः प्रधानैः अत्यन्तम् अव्यवधानम् केषाञ्चित् अत्यन्तम् व्यवधानम् स्यात् चर्चायुक्तम्। सो इफ् यू चेञ्ज् दि आर्डर् इन् विच् इट् इस् स्पेसिफैड्, इफ् यू डू इट् इन् अ डिफरेण्ट् वे अदर् देन् वाट् एवर् इस् स्पेसिफैड्, देन् दि गेप् बिट्वीन् टू कर्मास् विल् डिफर् from one side to the other side. So like yesterday I said, from left to right and right to left, that is not the way, because there will be a gap of one between, no gap between the last karma and first karma when you start from left to right and right to left, and there will be a gap of 10 or 5 karmas in the case of the what you call 5 cows. You will have 1, you start 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. There will be a gap of 10 karmas in between when it comes to the same cow. So, prayoga, that is not what the mimamsakas like. Prayoga vidhi abhagata sahitya badha patte. Hey, because whatever prayoga vidhi is said, whatever prayoga vidhi insists, prayoga vidhi is that vidhi which helps you to perform the karma in a faster pace. So when you do it from left to right and right to left by giving up the order, then you are, instead of making the karma, instead of doing the karma, performing the karma in a faster way, you are delaying it. That is not liked by mimamsakas. Atah pradhana kramopi anga krame hetu, therefore the pradhana krama is also important in the anga krama, इम्पोर्टेंट कास फॉर अंगक्रम। अतएव प्रयाजशेष आदौ आग्नेय हविषो अविधारणम् पश्चात् ऐन्द्रस्य दद्न आग्नेय ऐन्द्रयागयोः पौर्वपर्यात्। देयर इज दिस याग आग्नेय प्रयाज शेषादौ इन दि प्रयाज शेष the prayaja karmas, whatever you have, the ghee left over after performing the karma should be put in the purodasha, which should be thrown, spread in the purodasha. You have to just let it drop through this ladle on the purodasha. Or there is a karma which you have to, after abhidharana you have to do karma. This is the order. First you have to do abhidharana. Abhidharana means letting the ghee fall through this ladle on the purodasha. That is abhidharana. Then you have to do the yaga. this homa. You have to throw this purodasha in the fire. Now, what is the order in which you have to do? So, the first you have agneya havishoho avidharan paschat aindrasya. Aindra, aindrasya dadnaha. There is a, this agni sammandha de, agni devata sammandha havi. There is this agni sammandha devata havi, which is the oblation which you need to throw in the fire. That is there, kept for the agni. And there is another dadi, curd, for the Indra Devata. Aindram dadi, aindram payaha. In this way, Shruti says. So, there is curd kept for Indra Devata. There is a clarified, havi kept for Agni Devata. Now, first, avirdharana, you have avidharana, you have to, the clarified butter, you have to throw on the havis. That which is related to Agni. Then you have to come to this curd which is related to Indra. There you have to throw the havi, ghee, clarified butter. Now, Agni, then Indra. Now you are standing in front of the Indra Devata Sambandhi curd. Now, the next karma, see, since it is close, you can just take it and throw it in the fire. It's very easy. This curd, you can just remove it and throw it in the fire, because that is the closest oblation pot which is there. But the Shruti insists you have to come back to the Agni Sambandha Devata Sambandha Havi. You have to take this Purodasha and throw it in the fire. Then you have to go back to the Dadi, the curd which is related to Indra, and then throw it. After doing the Abhidharana, you have to come back to the first Havi, which is related to the Agni. Then you have to do the Homa. This is the order. Because first Agni, then Indra, then you again start with Indra to come to Agni, then Indra Sambandhi Devata, this karma, there is a disorder. The gap in between the Indra karma is 2. You first do the the gap between the Agni Devata is 2. You first do the Agni karma, then come to the Indra karma, perform the Indra Abhidharana, then perform the fire oblation, 2 karmas, then come back to the Agni. Now there is a gap of 2 karmas. But instead of that, if you come to Agni, first do Agni Abhidharana, then do the Indra Abhidharana for Indra. Then you come back to Agni and throw the Havir, 1 gap in between. Then you throw this Dadi, this curd on the fire. Then that is also 1 gap in between. So there will be a order, there is a semblance of order, so that there is no delay in performing the karma. Evam cha dvayor avidharanayoho svapradhanena tulyam ekantaritam vyavadhanam. If you perform it like that, both abhidharana, between the abhidharana karma and the yaga karma, homa karma, dravya prakshepaha homaha. So, in between the abhidharana, pouring of ghee and throwing of this oblation in the fire, there is only 1 gap. If you do it in this order, otherwise, yudkramena adhare tu agneya havir avidharana agneya yaga yoho atyantam avyavadhanam. Aindra dadi abhidharanaihi aindra yagayoho dventaritam yavadhanam tacha ayuktam iti yuktam eva. So, if you don't follow this order, then when the karma is done for Agni, and when you come back to Agni after finishing the Indra Sambandhi karma, then there is a gap of 2 between this Agni karma, and there is no gap between the Indra karma. So that is not accepted. Sacha Mukhyakramaha Patakramat Durbalaha. So this Mukhyakrama is weaker than the Patakrama. Vai Mukhyakramohi Pramanantra Sapeksha Pradhana Krama Pratipatti Sapekshataya Vilambita Pratipattikaha. This Mukhyakrama is weaker because it depends upon the other Pramanas to function. But Pathakrama does not depend. The Patha, the order in which the Veda is there is the order in which you have to perform the Karma. There is no confusion there. Therefore, there is no delay there. But in the Mukhyakrama, you have to imagine some Karmas. Okay, now after this is the idea. Okay, 1, 2, 1, 2. This is the idea. So, I have to imagine. Okay, now I have finished second. Now I have to come to the first. So, there is a delay in the Karma. There is a little bit delay in the karma. Patakramastu nirapeksha swadhyaya patakrama matra sapekshataya natadeti balavan. But the patakrama, it just expects the order of study. You have to have studied the Veda portion properly. Only the remembrance of the Veda portion which is required for the karma is necessary. But the Mukhyakrama, you have to remember the Veda and you have to remember the order in which you have to perform also, both. So there is a delay. Sachayam Mukhyakramaha Pravrtikramat Balavan. But this Mukhyakrama is powerful than the Pravrtikrama which we are going to see. Pravrtikramehi Bahunam Anganam Pradhan Viprakashat Mukhyakrametu Sannikarshat. Because in the Pravrtikrama, many Angas are contradictory to the Pradhana Karma, Pradhana Anga. But in Mukhya Krama there is no contradiction, there is no disorder in the Pradhana Karma. What is Pravatti Krama? Pravatti Krama Lakshanam. Saprajmaneshu Pradhaneshu Sannipatinam Anganam Avrutti Anushthane Kartavyehi Dvitiyadi Padarthanam Prathama Anushthita Padartha Padartha Kramad Yakramaha Sapravatti Kramaha Yatha Prayaja Prajapatya Pashpangeshu. So we already saw this is the karma. See, I am taking an example which is going to come again and again in different places. So I explain the same karma so that we understand it easily. Now this pravrti krama is the karma, is the example which I gave from the first day. 2 days before also I gave. When saprayujyamaneshu pradhaneshu, when you are going to do pradhana karma in a order for sannipatina manganam, and when you are going to perform this karma, sannipatina manganam, the related anga which are closest to related to perform this pradhana, whatever karmas are the airpiece of karmas which help you to perform the anga properly, avrutti anushthane kartavye. There you have to repeat it again and again. Repeat this karma, whatever this anga karma is there, you have to repeat it again and again. Then at that point, dvitiyadi padarthanam prathama anushthita padarthana paratha kramad yah kramah dvitiyadi padarthanam, for the second object etc., whatever the order in which you perform the first object, the same thing you perform for the second object. That is the order which is called the pravrti kramaha. Pravrti means during the doing, working. So whatever, even you put the effort, whatever you do, that is the karma, krama, order. So what is this example? Yatha prajapatya pashpangeshu. In the prajapati yaga, prajapati sammanda, prajapati devata sammanda yaga, the yaga, the homa which you have to perform, which is related to the devata, the deity prajapati, for him you have to use pashu, this living being, this cow. So you have to perform some rites for these cows. That is what is said. Prajapatya hi in the Prajapati Sammanda Devata Yaga, it is said. when you ask iti kartavyata, what is, how should I do? Iti kartavyata is how should I do? There it comes. Vaishvadevim krutva vrajavatteshcharanti iti vakyena tritiya nirdeshat seti kartavyata ka ekakalatvena vita. Ataha tesham tadanganam cha upakarana niyojana parvrutinam sahityam sampadyam. Vaishvadevim krutva prajapatyaisharanti vaishvadevim krutva. After performing the vaishvadevi vishvadeve devata sambandhi yaga, vaishvadeva means vishvadeva is the devata's name, deity's name. That devata which yaga, whichever yaga is performed for that devata, that deity is vaishvadevim. Now, Vaishvadevim Krutva, that karma which pertains to the Vishvadeva, after performing that, Prajapatyai Charanti, Prajapatyai Charanti, one has to perform the Prajapati's karmas. Bhavacana, Prajapatyai, Tritiya Bhavacana. Ato Bhisais Ramaihi, Prajapatyai. So, it says, Prajapati, group of karmas which are related to the Prajapati Devata Sambandha karma that you have to perform. Now, there is this Tritiya Shruti, third case, third declension Shruti. With that, with the help of that, what do you understand? All those karmas which are related to this Prajapati Devata, I have to group it and I have to do it. Now, when should I do it? Krutva Prajapati, Vaishvadevim Krutva Prajapati. Samana Kartrukayoho Purvakali Krutva, the Krutva, Dattva, this Tva, when is it used? Samana Kartrukayoho, when the Karta, the doer is same, and for the Purvakala, for the previous time period, whatever karma is performed in the previous time period, by the same doer, there this tva pratyaya is, tva suffix is used. What is that? It is a snatva gachati. Snatva, after taking bath, he goes. Who goes? The one who took bath. Bhuktva gachati, after eating he goes. Like that, prajapatim vaishvadevim krutva, after performing the vaishvadeva deva samanta yaga, he has to perform the prajapati samandhi karmas. What is that? At one point of time, that is what is the idea is, prajapatihi, you get from that third declension, at same point you have to do. What is that? Ataha tesham tadangana. So, in that prajapati, devata, sambandha, karma, whatever parts you have to perform, what is that? Upakarana, niyojana, pravrutinam, sahatyam, sampadyam. Upakarana, you have to bring in the cow. Then, niyojana, you have to tie it. Then, you have to abhidharana, you have to show the fire. So, these kind of karmas, they have to be performed in order. You have to touch the backside of the cow with that tree leaves. So, after touching it, you have to bring it to the place of worship, the fire oblation. Then, you have to tie it to the pole in which you have placed for tying from the same tree. And then, you have to do this paryagni karana, showing of fire, etc. on four sides. So, this you have to do it in order. How? Tacha prajapatya pashunam sannipanna devatakatva sampratipanna devatakatvena yugapat anushthanat upadyate tadanganam cha upakaranadinam yugapat anushthanam ashakyam adhatesham sahityam avyavita anushthanat sampadyam. So, tacha prajapatya pashunam. There are some 14 pashus used in this karma. So, for those pashus, for those 14 pashus, if you are going to do the karmas, so, there is going to be a delay when once you perform all the karmas for one karma, one pashu, then you follow the other pashu, there is going to be a delay. So, tacha prajapatya pashu naam cha pratipanna devata katvena, because these pashus, these cows which you have brought are for one deity, prajapati sambandhi. Therefore, yugapat anushthanat uvadyate, you can perform the karmas at a single, yugapat means at a single shot.